Hungry Howie's knows there's nothing better than pepperoni pizza, but the question is, which pepperoni reigns supreme? Now, you got the crispy, classic cupped pepperoni, you know, the satellite dishes, big fan. But why choose one when you get both? They got a pepperoni duo coming up. See, this is more up my alley right here. Pepperoni duo, you're getting the classic cup pepperoni, plus the original, plus 100% real cheese, unlike a lot of these other places around town. Get a large pepperoni duo, $9.99, only at Hungry Howie's. You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com. All right, welcome in on a Tuesday morning, a little bonus edition of Cash the Ticket, a little recap, a little preview. We've got some controversy in Cash the Ticket land. First things first, the recap. Sir Puxalot debuts with a rocking chair game, literally. You could have a bottle in one hand and your schwanz in the other. The Panthers plus odds, 7-1 winners, never a doubt. Rocking chair game by the king of the cup. The ambassador of all things rum. Very exciting for Kenny Cott. We'll get another pick from him a little later today. Evan Jenkins joining me at the start. If you missed the weekend report, Evan had a plus 3,200 winner in the AT&T Pebble Beach. Plus 3,200 is juicy.
Well, we have the wasted management this week. I know it's waste management.
Yeah, but
we'll
but that's the biggest there. Party on the tour, right?
I need to go.
Well, you know, oddly enough, I know people who are going. As a part of Super Bowl coverage.
Oh, I see that.
Yeah, but that requires a sales staff. We'll leave that for later. So the point is... Oh, Kenny, relax. Kenny, relax. And I gave out another winner. And I'm not... Please, I don't want to make this...
Can we actually say you gave out two? Because you really did.
Why is that?
Because you handicapped Miami and Duke very well.
Too. Yeah, I told you I thought Duke was trappy. And I wanted no part of it. I said, to me, that would be a Miami play. They blew him out by 25.
It was a trash game.
But the play was Kansas minus 3.5. And I know by tip, it was out to 4 or 4.5. Didn't matter. They won the game by 8 or 9. Evan, here's people, I can't figure it out. That moves my record on this pod, college basketball, and my show. 16-1. And the one loss... might not be a loss had I bet at a different shop. Now, we are sponsored by FanDuel, and I am loyal to it. But there were books offering 5.5. I took a 4.5. That's not smart. They lost by 5. I am a half point from a 17-game winning streak. That's not possible.
You think, is Grady Dick the next great villain in college hoops?
Yes. Dude. He's like Grayson Allen.
He shot a 3 last night. And was turned around yeah. like Steph Curry, already heading back on defense, and the ball was still in the air.
Yeah. Well, you know the thing, too. Look, Kansas-Texas last night is what he's referring to. And understand something. We thought the desperation angle, home team.
Yep.
You know, Kansas needed to keep pace in the Big 12.
Well, Texas just came off of another exactly. big road game, and it's hard to get up twice in a row.
Grady Dick is a
he's legit, dude.
He's a high-level recruit, man. I believe he was a 5-star kid. So, look, well, Kansas is desperate for secondary scoring. Desperate. Yeah. But, look, Jalen Wilson's great. They need help. Grady Dick would be one of those players. He's got to – if they're going to win it all, if they're going to do this. But we move to 16-1. And, again, the system that's not a system that plays like a system – we have controversy.
There's not any on my side. You're the controversial one.
Well, first of all, people demand picks.
They do.
Now, there's a game tonight that is as rat fuck gets.
And where's it fall within the system that's not a system that plays like a system?
Everything but one indicator.
Okay, so it's not part of the system that's not a system that is a system.
Right, well, it performs like a system. So let me explain it. And we can work through this, and then I know you're going to just pummel this. Why? Is 9-14 Ole Miss. Shout out Hottie Toddy.
Marshall Henderson.
Yes. Yes. go old school with it. Shout out Ansu Cisse. All right. 9-14 Ole Miss. Only
a 1-point underdog at 14-9 Georgia. What am I missing there, Evan? Now, again, rat fuck team, line's too small. They're telling you Ole Miss, who's 9-14, would be 2 to 3-point favorites at home against 14-9 Georgia. Makes no sense to me. I'm pretty sure, and I want to double check this. I think Georgia literally just went out and lost by like 50. Hold on. Time out. I'm getting this.
Well,
we're live. We're live. Texas A&M just beat them by 25, and they went at Auburn, lost by 21.
Then, wait for it.
Wait, they've lost 4 out of 5. Go back 4 games at Tennessee, lose by 31.
All right. So I don't bet all of these picks that you guys make, but we have done numerous episodes that I've listened to every last second, multiple times, okay? Nobody knows this podcast better than myself. One of your guys' major rules, don't bet the road team. You're trying to break this system that has you what? Repeat it again. What's that number?
16-1.
16-1.
And it's documented, so if you're new to this, no, we're not doing the whole, I'm going to fuck your bookie, recorded line. No, these are all documented.
That's not good enough for Mike Kenny's
Filani. Disgusted with me right now.
He's 16-1. Things are going great. You're sitting on a golden throne. I think somebody just brought you a chalice full of wine.
It's fair.
But no, he wants to go against the system that's not a system that performs like a system.
It was an idea.
Because right now, I'm going to tell you this, Mike Filani. Your system that's not a system that performs like a system became a system when you went 16-1. Okay? So go look at it. Not every day. What do you tell people? Don't be a dummy. Don't waste your money. This is going against everything that you have taught us for the last month.
So hypothetically speaking, if people demand a pick from this episode, and I said this is not an official system that's not a system play, but if you're desperate for action, do this. Would you allow the Ole Miss selection?
The only way that I will allow this is it can't be within the system at all. So you have to take out the parameters that 2 of the 3 are part of it. No. This is not part of that at all. This is a play that you like that goes against everything that you like within the system that's not a system that performs like a system. And if you really need a bet today, like you just can't get off the phone, you're like, man, this $10 is really burning a hole in my pocket. That's why we have Sir Pucks a lot.
Fair.
I'm just saying,
fair.
Mike, think about what you're telling me. You want to bet on a 9-14 basketball team traveling to Georgia basketball.
Who's 14-9? But why is the spread 1?
Because it's Georgia against Ole Miss. It's SEC basketball. We're 2 programs. I couldn't even tell you the last time. Either we're playing a meaningful game in the tournament.
You want a system play.
I mean, I went back to Marshall Henderson. That's how long it's been.
I went back to 1996 with Ansu Cissé.
Ole Miss has even been relevant to me.
Okay.
What do they play on? ESPN Plus?
No, hold on. Now, wait a minute. It's Super Tuesday on ESPN. I think this game would actually be... Hold on.
If it's an ESPN...
I know it's 7 o'clock. Hold
main on. Channel, because Michigan State plays at... 9.
Does SEC Network count?
No, dude.
It's an ESPN subsidiary.
Okay, does Brian Chapman count as a day part on your station? And it's on the radio station during the day.
Sorry, I almost choked. All right, so listen.
I'm sorry, Brian.
I'm not. So here's the deal. Do you want a system play that qualifies?
Sure.
It's just I don't know that I love it. But these are brand names. This is ACC, North Carolina on the road at Wake. Wake Forest is a 1-point home dog.
The NBA playoffs are underway and you want to get to the game? Me too, but I'm a Pistons fan. Let me live through you. Get your tickets with Game Time. Game Time is an authorized ticket marketplace of the NBA, which means you're getting your playoff tickets even faster. Prices on Game Time actually go down closer to tip-off. Save up to 60% buy-in last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, whatever. Like, let's look at the Denver Nuggets. Reigning champs, hot ticket. You click on the game in the app. Flash deals, under $300. Yellow lightning bolt, it stands out. Red fire emoji, cheapest seat, $115. And that's all in pricing. That's no surprise fees at checkout. I've used Game Time to buy Red Wings tickets. Nothing better than going to a baseball game day of. Boom, boom, you click in, easy to navigate. Take the guesswork out of buying NBA tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account. Use that code CASH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account. Redeem the code CASH, C-A-S-H, for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the issue. North Carolina, I keep waiting for them to put it together. Here's a newsflash. They're not going to. They're not that good. They lost to Duke. They've been wholly unimpressive in the non-conference. What do you make of a North Carolina team taking on Wake, who at home is damn near unbeatable? I think they're 11-1 or 10-2 on the season. Wake getting one.
Well, I also think it's a Wake Forest team that's pissed off right now. Jim Boeheim went on this big rant that they're paying all their players.
He's such an ass.
I get it, but they're out to prove a point. I don't care what you do in today's college basketball. If you give somebody motivation, especially an entire team, that helps. And, yes, they aren't playing Syracuse tonight. I get it.
No.
I would like Lake Forest just because of being the pissed off factor.
Yeah.
Like, Baycott's nice. Love's nice. The kids for Carolina, maybe they turn it on again.
Well, the issue is Baycott and Nance and just the rebounding advantage they can present. But when you look at UNC against the number, 7-16. When you look at them against the spread on the road, 2-9. As an underdog. Now, they're not an underdog. I do wonder if this game crosses over by the time you release the episode. If North Carolina goes off as a dog, they're 0-5. But they're laying flat 1 to 1.5, depending on the book. And they're going on the road to Wake. It should be a hostile environment. Wake is 15-9. Yeah, they're 15-9. I don't know, man. If you demanded a play, you could do Wake. If you are willing to go outside the system that's not a system, you could look at Ole Miss because that makes no goddamn sense. Evan's barring me. Evan said before we started recording, you've got a good thing going. Why do you have to fuck it up?
No, I said, you have a great thing going. I said, hey, we're dating Pamela Anderson. It's 1995. Oh, Carmen Electra walks in. I'm going to throw her to the side and try something new. No, have the best that's going.
But that's exactly what Tommy Lee did.
That's true.
Okay. Christ.
But we're not the Tommy Lee of
Derek
podcasts.
Jeter had plenty of good things going. How did all of a sudden?
And he finally settled down with a system that's not a system that
performed. After he gave away gift baskets for 15
because
years.
Because those systems weren't working well for him. How did it work all football? We weren't 16-1.
I was 9-0 in the big game bet.
Yeah. Once you had developed right. A system.
Okay. All right. All right.
This
all right.
Crazy to me.
All right. All right. I'll leave it alone.
Like, I imagine this is what it feels like to have kids. Like, know, no, you're not doing that.
That's fair. Okay. That's fair. Dad has said we're not doing it. But if you wanted to
play. I don't want to hear this anymore. Okay. I'm turning my chair over to Sir Puck Slott. Right. You let me know when this is over.
No, it's over. It's over. I won't even say the words Ole and Miss together. I'm saying.
Four system.
If there's one play that would qualify, you could look at Wake Forest. But I'm not totally comfortable.
This is a volatile energy I just sat down into.
Yeah, it's not great, Kenny. All right, so Kenny. You debuted, you had a winner, a fucking rocking chair game as you walked in. Florida demolished the Lightning. Nice play, plus 105, depending on where you shop. So you come back today. And again,
You're not getting a hockey pick every day. But when Kenny tells me Michael, and when Kenny's serious, he uses my full name, there's a game I really like. I tell him, then you have carte blanche to come in, record, and let's drop the knowledge on the people. So I know you're going to walk in and tell me live from Elmont, New York at UBS Arena, Isles minus 105, the Bo Horvat show.
No. It's live from It's live from Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. We got Vegas on the money line.
They
minus
still swinging those bass around or whatever the fuck they were doing?
I don't know if they still do that. I think that's a stupid. I think they're just trying to copy off what Detroit did years ago, but that's okay.
This is what happens when you give hillbillies a hockey team.
That's completely out of bounds.
This is basically the equivalent of a pick 'em in basketball, guys. It is minus 110, Golden Knights. Minus 110 Preds. Now, Kenny specializes in dogs, but considering this is essentially a pick 'em, I need you to sell me on the Golden Knights going into Nashville. And both these teams are in the same vicinity. Golden Knights have played a few more games, but have a couple more dubs. They're both well over 500. Talk to me. Why the road team here?
Well, the Golden Knights are largely considered to be a better team than Nashville. Take away all the numbers, take away the standings. I think the Golden Knights have a better roster. I think Jack Eichel embodies that. But I'm looking at—
You mean the guy you made fun of me for wanting him and his neck that's built out of Legos?
I still think it's built out of Legos. I think he's a disaster waiting to happen. But right now—
He good.
He's one of their best players. And it shows in their high-danger scoring opportunities. 10 high-danger scoring opportunities per game. Just so you get a grasp of that. An average game, you get 30 shots-ish if you're a hockey team that can kind of put the puck on the net. Yeah. It's like league average, right? That means a third of those shots are high danger in the scoring zone, right in the slot, one-timers, high danger opportunity. That's amazing.
Okay.
And then you look at their expected goals percentage. We talked about expected goals in the Florida game. They have, it's basically the percentages, how many you create for yourself versus how many you allow onto yourself. So with that metric, you can kind of tell if your team is any good whatsoever, if you're trending to win games or trending to lose games. There's a big gap between Vegas and the Preds in this. Vegas is like ninth in percentage. The Preds are like 21st. That means the Preds don't produce nearly as many chances. They allow a lot more chances, and vice versa is true for the Golden Knights. That's the nerdy stat. Also, the Preds, I know they're not technically underdogs anymore, but they are underdogs in my eyes, and they're 5-14 when they're not the favorite.
Well, and here's the one thing I was going to ask you is, like, the Knights started out on a crazy historical pace, and then they had some injuries, they collapsed. What have they done their last five?
In their last five, they're not good. I think they're 1-4.
So to break, maybe recharge the batteries, come out fresh?
And they lost in an emotional way. I think they lost their captain is going under
Stone,
to go
right?
undergo back surgery. Yeah. Stone is gone for, I think, probably the year.
See, he doubts me. I make fun of it, but I still loosely follow. I can't do the 82-game death march.
Well, it's hard. You have to really be a fan. I want to bring you into the hockey elite, but it's
I know,
buddy.
Yeah, well,
difficult.
You know what? You'd have to take away all the other shit I got to pay attention to that actually makes us money.
Well, it's your system that's not
a system that you're
trying to break the system.
Right. Find a way to create more time and have more people care about hockey so we could make it a part of our radio show. Good luck.
But there also is a baseline that I was thinking about, too. I mean, I know that you and Cookies do this a lot when you're talking about bets. You look at the sharps. You look at Action Network. You talk about the money differentials.
I always like using multiple reference points to just see, am I totally on an island? I think the biggest thing I like I don't buy into, oh, you know, what professional group is going to let people know where they're betting? I don't buy that. What I do buy, though, is when you check multiple sources to see money levels. At least it gives you a loose indicator on ticket count, amount of money. That's really the biggest thing.
And there is an advantage here. 52% of the bets making up 96% of the money on Vegas.
Shit.
Yeah, it's pretty large. And I know that's not an end-all, be-all, your number one criteria, but you add that to the expected goals. You add that to the high-danger opportunities. All those things combined, Vegas, I think you lay the 110.
All right. So Vegas, lay the 110. College, it's two suggestions. I've been banned from making a play because we're 16-1. Ole Miss getting 1-1.5. And if you like the system parameters and you're willing to roll the dice on the Demon Deacons, it would be Wake Forest getting 1.5, hosting a really underachieving North Carolina team. But I don't love either game, and I will probably sit tight. Cookies, we hope he's going to be on the mend. We hope to have him back at some point, tomorrow, Thursday, Who knows?
COVID costume.
But whatever. Whether he's here or not, fuck him. We're dropping content. We're going to give you picks. We'll see if Kenny can move to 2-0. And if there's anything else that jumps out at me, have your notifications on. And I will, hell, I'll leave in a commercial break of my radio show to lay down 4 minutes of content for you. So that's Cash the Ticket. Little bonus deluxe. The system, the rules, breaking them, being scolded, emotional. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.